Kathy Fank is the director of University Theater for UWS, and she joins us to talk about theater on the radio. It's radio theater this morning here on Northland Morning. Hey there, Kathy. Is it picturesque and kind of Parisian and drizzly and foggy in Superior this morning?
It certainly is, and I got to tell you, I love your analogy of Duluth being Paris. Let's go.
Okay. Well, at 9 o'clock, we'll take a trip to Paris or downtown Duluth.
I'm all for it.
Kathy, you did a lot of traveling, I know, this summer.
Oh.
And do you want? Can you take just a moment and share some of the theatrical things that you saw over the summer?
Oh, I had a great August. With my colleague, Stuart Plattner, I teach a study abroad trip. And we go to Scotland every other year for the Festival Fringe, which is the biggest arts festival in the world, and has over, 3,000 plays from all over the world. So we teach theater and go see a lot of theater, and it's an awesome experience. But we also took a side trip to Greece this year, which was beyond belief, because, of course, Greece is where theater began. So we got to see the Theater of Dionysus, which is the very first theater that we know of. And then we took a little trip to see Epidaurus, which is probably the most well-preserved theater. So it was an awesome month. And then I came back and started directing a play.
So was it a little bit of a... I'm thinking about seeing these amazing theaters and having this really... out of your normal scope of looking at things, experience, including, you know, to see an original theater where some things were the same as what we think of as theater and other things were, you know, this is so different. And then to come back and say, okay, now I'm going to do theater in Superior with college students. How did your travels and the things you saw inform your experience when you came back?
Well, I wish I had gone a year before, because last fall at this time I was directing Medea, which is Greek theater. So it really would have been helpful, because I visited all the places that they talked about in Medea. So I don't know if it helped me this year, because I'm doing a comedy farce, but it certainly would have been helpful last year.
So tell me about the show you're working on now.
Oh, it's so much fun. Oh, my gosh. It's called The Underpants.
The Underpants.
And what more do you need, right?
It's
adapted by Steve Martin. It is a deliciously naughty farce, sexual farce. Let's put it that way.
Steve Martin has such, I don't even know how to describe it. He's got sort of this eyebrow lifted thing that he does that creates this subtext to everything that he says. Now, people of my ancient generation, of course, got Steve Martin. He was on Saturday Night Live. We were watching him all the time. Do you have to assign your kids a little Steve Martin so that they kind of get what's going on, or do they just get it?
I think they get it, and I think the humor really does translate, especially because it's not necessarily Saturday Night Live humor. This is a play that he adapted from a German playwright in the 1900s. So it's got that flavor with his twist on it. So I think it's accessible, and I think it's very accessible for all audience members.
So what's your first experience with your new crop of students like? What's it like when you get the new kids every fall and they come into college and either they're going to try something new they've never tried before, or maybe they were a pretty big deal back where they came from and now they're coming to take the college theater by storm?
Yeah, you know, you get both sides of that, and it's really an interesting thing. It's always so exciting when school starts in the fall, because you never know, really. You may have met some of the students because they came on a visit. You may not have. In this case, there was a young man that walked into rehearsal who I just think is going to be a lot of fun, and he's in the fall production. I had no idea. So it was a great, wonderful surprise. I have another student who arrived who's really very shy for being a theater major. So I'm still working on her and trying to figure all that out. But I generally love all the students and enjoy getting to know them. It's really interesting how they never get older, but I do. That's the thing that I'm struggling with right now.
That is a real weird thing about working at a university, how you begin your career and you're not that much older than the students, and suddenly you're the age of their parents, and suddenly you're the age of their grandparents. And what
really
in the world
weird.
Happened?
It's very, very weird. You feel like, yes, you're aging, but you're not, because of the contact with these young people. So it's a very odd experience, I have to say.
I think there's a play in there someplace, Kathy, and I think you're the person to write it.
You know, I've been going to write a play for years and years. If I ever retire, I might just do that.
Kathy, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Always a treat to talk to you and break a leg, okay?
Oh, thanks so much.
Kathy Thank is the director of University Theater for UWS. She joined us to talk about theater on the radio. Fridays at 8:30 on Northland Morning, it's Radio Theater, supported in part by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.